Amrav Yitzchak Bar Abba, Lo Hutru Pasei Biroz, Ela La'oli Regolim Yivan. The whole heter of Pasei Biroz was only made for Oli Regolim in Eretz Yisrael, because they needed an excessive amount of water, and there was a mitzvah, and therefore their animals needed to be watered, so they were matir, and it was difficult to put up real good mechitzas every time you had to make a watering hole, so they were matter these basic minimum mechitzas. Where it says, "Vatanya lahutru pasi birosh elu legavi behema bilvad," not lowly regalim, only for animals. My behema, behema sholi regalim. Enochanami, the two tnoi. Only the animals. The takana was made for animals of olei regalim. Aval adam, the person himself doesn't have to rely on the pasim. Metapes v'ole, metapes v'yore. He climbs into the boar, and he climbs out of the boar. Here it's the opposite direction. It tells us in Psachim, and the Gemara says, la'olam yikonei sodom b'chito, v'yetze b'chito. First you have to go, and then you come back. So the Tosus has different terutzim over there. But one of them is, that's the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara sometimes says things, l'chora, out of order. Right? And others say over here, the reason is to tell me you can do it a lot of times. Not only one time. You can keep going in the boar and out of the boar. But a human being can climb into the boar to drink and come climb out of the boar. He doesn't have to, take the kli and be motzi from the boar into the rishus around it. So they weren't matir pasi biros for human beings. They're matir only for animals. But Tosa says once they were matir, once you put up, you can't put up pasi biros only for human beings. But once you have animals, and they need the water, then a human being can also use the pasi biros. In other words, you can't put up pasi biros l'chatchila just for human beings. But once it's up, human beings can use it too. And the Rashba says similarly, once it's up for the behemoths of Oli Regalim, other behemoths can use it also. Even if there aren't any behemoths of Oli Regalim. Because once you had a right to put this system up, you could use it for anything. But you couldn't put it up l'chatchila for anything besides behemoths of Oli Regalim. Metapes oches biyod v'raglo b'ksolim. He grabs onto the walls of the boar. V'nichnas v'yotzin. He goes in, he goes out. Metapes. I don't know what it is in French, but it means to climb in and climb out. Eini v'omer av Yitzchak, omer av Yehuda, omer Shmuel, lohutru pasi biros el le'er ma'im chayim bilvad. Right, that the whole inyan of pasi biros was only mutter from a living spring, but not from a bore of stagnant water. The only difference between a well and stagnant water is if it's consumable by a human being. Right? Stagnant water usually is fit for an animal, not fit for a human being. And what's it called? Flowing water is fit even for a human being. And if it wasn't mutter for human beings, then what's an afkamina? So Mara says, "Bo'inan midi dechazi la'adam." When they made the takana, they made it, Rashi says, you have to have water that at least is fit for human consumption. Right? If it's water that's not fit for human consumption, then they weren't matir. Well, so it had to be chash of a water that you're taking. Chash of a water, and they were matir with all these coolers. But if it's water that's not chash of altogether, then they weren't matir. That's how Rashi knows. Rashi, midi de chashi l'adam, kiven de mayim mashu mechitza, since the water is what makes it a mechitza. In other words, the fact that this water needs to be drunk by the animals, right, made this kula that you're solmech on these minimal mechitzas, and therefore when the water dries up or the water is not there or whatever, it's not mutter. So it has to be water, but in mayim chashuvim. Therefore, when they made the takana, there has to be water that's chashuv, a well. Okay. We learned before that what's those other reasons. That's what it was over here. What?
Be'er mele, but why mayim chayim?
No, be'er mayim chayim, that's what it means. Be'er is mayim chayim. Be'er means flowing water. That's called mayim chayim. Okay. All be'eros are mayim chayim. Okay. Others are, and we have other, what's it called, amoroyim. That the reason why you need a be'er is that it shouldn't dry up. Even though it's possible to dry up, it usually doesn't. And a boar could dry up. But this is another reason. According to this reason, you need that it has to be water that's fit for a human being. gufa. Hutru pashi birosh el behema bilvad. Aval adam metapis, aval metapis viyori. The ikur takana was made for behemos, and like we said, once you have behemos and you're allowed to put up these pasim, you can use it for people and for other and behemos not only brother. The imhayu rechavim, afilu lo adam nami. However, if the boar, the be'er, is very wide, and therefore it's not, you can't climb in and climb out. Right? There's no place to hold on to. Then they're a matter for human beings also. It's only human beings who could climb in and climb out, and there's no animals, then you're not allowed to put up pasim. But if the boar is very wide, and therefore you can't climb in and climb out, and there's no animals, you're allowed to put up pasim for human beings too. Lo yimali other mind v'itein lefnei behemto, and another halacha, and this we learned already. You're not allowed to fill water into a kli and put it in front of a behema. Of a mamali who was shofech lefnei behema v'shosame eleha, but you're allowed to fill up the kli, pour the water into the feeding trough, and let the animal drink it by itself. But you can't hold the kli and feed the animal. Maskev rav anonim kein mahu ilu pasi biros. That's the case. And what was the benefit of pasi biros? By pasi biros, right? If you're not going to hold the kli and feed your animal, what's the let the animal go and drink from the well directly? Or it says mahu ilu the malos mehen. The takana was they should be able to draw water from the boar, which is a reshus hayachid, and bring it into what normally was a reshus harabim, but now that it's surrounded with the pasim, so it becomes a reshus hayachid. Elamaho il rosha varuba shalpara. What's the whole inyan of rosha varuba? Since you're not holding the kli anyway, right? Especially according to the way we learned the ritva before, that if you're not holding the kli, you don't need Rosh HaVaruba. Then everybody holds mutter because there's no chash of doing anything with the kli. You're not holding the kli. So what do you need Rosh HaVaruba of the animal inside? Right? Anyway, you can't bring the kli and what's it called and hold it for the animal. So Mar says, Om Rabbi, and this is what we had before, but this is the Makor. This is the place where Rabbi said it. Om Rabbi, Hokma Eskinam, the Ebus Homid Bushasarab, and Gavo Asara, Varoch of Arba, Varosho Nichnas Labena Pasim. So about a special case. Talking about a case where you have a feeding trough that's a Rishus HaYachid in the Rishus HaRabim, and part of the feeding trough is between the Pasim. Right? And there, and then that's the halacha. You were afraid that you're going to bring the kli out by the Pasim. You're going to see that there's something wrong with the feeding trough. You're going to run out to Rishus HaRabim to fix it with the kli in your hand, and then you'll forget and bring it back in. When you bring it back in, you'll be over Nisa Daraisa. Bringing it out is only Nisa Darabanan, because when you picked it up, you had intention to stay in the Rishus HaYachid. Okay, that's what we had before. Okay. The Yitein Lifnei Behemto, Hu Atzmo Eino Mutter Lechos HaKli Lefaneh. He's not allowed to stand there and hold the kli. He can only pour the water into the feeding trough and let the animal take it itself. Maho ilu bifmiya hari ilu the malos minabor shirushus hayochid. What's the question? What do you mean? What do they gain by making pasi biros? They gain that you're allowed to take the water out of the boar to begin with, right? The fact that you can carry the kli between the pasi biros is not the ikur takana. The ikur takana was you could take the water out of the boar and put it on the side of the boar, which originally was rishus harabim, now it's rishus hayochid. Om Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Om Rav ein burgenin bebavel velo pasi biros bechutz laretz. The halacha of burgenin doesn't apply in Bavel. We'll discuss in 1 second what it means. And pasi biros doesn't exist in chutz laretz. That's all the place out of Eretz Yisrael except for Bavel. Okay, chutz laretz doesn't include Bavel. In Gitna, a similar kind of thing. It's called Eber Hayan. What's it called? Medinas Hayan. That's Rashi says all of chutz laretz except for Bavel. Bavel is a separate din. So in Bavel, the law of burgenin doesn't apply. But the Pashe Biros does apply, even in Bavel. So the Chor we're going to ask, the Chor said only for Oli Regalim. There are no Oli Regalim in Bavel. So, and Pashe Biros doesn't apply anywhere else except for Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Burgenin in Bavel, well, the Shriche Bidke. The reason Burgenin doesn't apply in Bavel, because there's always flash floods. Bavel's a low-lying place, and there's flash floods, and these Burgenin get demolished. Now, what are burgnin, Rashi? Ain't burgnin bebatel. The Omer v'keitzid ma'avrim. Later on, and afnun he'amid beis, the Gemara says, Mhoyu burgnin chutz le'ir, besoch ayin ama v'shirayim, mis'avrim ima, u'molded in tchum ha'ir mishom u'lahala. The law goes like this. The tchum of a city starts at the end of the city and extends 2,000 amas. However, you can extend the city with burgnin. Burgnin are little butkis. where a shomer sits or whatever, and if that's within 70 amas and a third of the city, it's considered part of the city. And if you have another burgnin within 70 amas and a third of that, extends the city to there. From the last burgnin, right, you have 2,000 amas. So you can indefinitely extend the end of the city by having little butkas every 70, less than 70 amas and a third. Okay. Umahin burgenin, what are burgenin? Sukkas sha'osin shomreir. They're little butkas, right, that the watchmen of the city sit in. They ain't dover kabu. It's not a dover kabu. It's easily demolished. They come, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the hanak burgenin ain't bevadal, kolomar, the ain't misabrimim ho'ir bevadal, but the bevadal ika bitki, the maya, the shat fulahu, hilgach lo chashivi midi. In Bavel, these sukkahs are not important because they constantly get washed out by the floods. And therefore, they're not chashiv enough to be considered a beis dira. So they don't have that chashivah, so in the middle, they don't extend the city. B'chutz la'aretz, b'shar ha'aretz is l'ad mi'Bavel. Chutz la'aretz is all other places outside of Eretz Israel except for Bavel. So that's why Burgenin don't apply in Bavel, but in other places in Chutz La'aretz, Burgenin apply, because there's no flash floods, and they're at least somewhat kavua, and therefore they're considered a beis dira, and they extend the tchum of the city. Biros, b'chutz la'aretz lo, why aren't pasi biros in Bavel? D'lo shchichei mesifta, because in other places in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't have yeshivas. So there weren't people traveling like Olei Regalim. Those Olei Regalim go to the Beis Hamikdash. There was other Olei Regalim that went to learn Torah. In Bavel, there were constantly people traveling from Surah to Pumpadisa or whatever, and there were caravans of people going to learn Torah. They had the same din as Olei Regalim. So in Bavel, right, there were Mater Pasibiros for these kinds of Olei Yeshivas. Now, Shekin and Rebbe of Chutz La'aretz, it wasn't Shchiach to have people traveling to Yeshivas. Aval ipchav dinan, right? But the opposite is okay. You could have pasi biros in what's it called in Burgenin in Chutz La'aretz and pasi biros in Bavel. Dlo shchichei mesifta Rashi lios talmidim holchim meir leir lemotora. They didn't go from one city to another to learn Torah. They may have had yeshivas, but everybody learned in their own little base medrash in their city. Okay. Oh, pasi, but they didn't have big yeshivas where people went from other cities to that common yeshiva. That they didn't have in Chutz La'aretz, only had in Bavel. Upasi biros lahutrel elo the golem. Ukaliotzi bohem shahochen ledvar mitzvah. The heter, pasi biros, is only to Olei Regalim or something similar to Olei Regalim. Holchei mitzvah, and they're going in large numbers, so they need a lot of water, and therefore they had to be makel with these watering holes. Okay. Ikad the Amri. Some learn this differently. Omer of Yirmiyah Barab or Omer Rav, ain't Burgen or Pasi Biros, lo b'bavel b'chutz la'aretz. Neither of them apply, not in Bavel and not in Chutz La'aretz. So this argues on the first lashon in two ways. Pasi Biros in Bavel don't, are not applicable. According to the first lashon, it is. And Burgenin in Chutz La'aretz are not applicable. And in the first lashon, they are okay. Why? Burgenin. We said already, Burgenin, even according to this Lashon, are not applicable in Bavel because they get washed out constantly by floods, and therefore they're not kavua, and they're not considered a beis dira. The Chutz La'aretz nami lo d'shrichi gandhi. In Chutz La'aretz, people steal them. They walk away with these sukkahs. So they're also not kavua. Pasi biros b'bavel lo d'shrichi maya. Right? In Bavel, they didn't make the heter pasi biros because there's not an overabundance of water anyway. So anyway, there's going to be a problem. So they weren't mater pasi biros. The Chutz La'aretz nami lo d'lo shchichei mesifta. And like we said before, in Chutz La'aretz, there's no pasi biros because they don't have caravans of people going with dvar mitzvah anywhere. There's no Olei Regalim in Chutz La'aretz, and there's no people traveling to yeshivas in Chutz La'aretz. They learn in their own little city. Rashi, the shchichei ganvei, the ganvei lahu, who steal the sukkahs. Hilkach lo chashiv li uspatim. They're considered a house, a beis dira, because they're very temporary and vulnerable. The shchichei maya. The vavel lo the shchichei maya. There's a lot of water in Bavel. Right? because there's a lot of water in bubble, they didn't have to be matur pasi biro. There's an abundance of water, and then for people who find ways of watering their animals without having to be so much on pasi biro. Rashi, the shriche maya, velo hutru pasi biro, elo lemokum shet shriche megishomim, lekanson, velishtos mehen, di ikadoche. Right, since there's a dearth of rain, and there's only a few places that are full of rainwater. This is, goes according to the man Yomar, who says that it's mutter even not a be'er, not a well, but even what's it called, water that is collected. As we said, it was machlokas before, whether bor, be'er, whatever. So therefore, they were only mutter it in a place where there was a scarcity of water, and therefore they were mutter pasi biros. But in a place where there's plenty of water, like Bavel, there they didn't see a necessity to matter. If you'll put up, there's plenty of places for water, you'll find places that you can put up bona fide mechitzas and use only those places. But if there's scarcity of water, you can't put up bona fide mechitzas because you're lucky to find a place that has water. So then they were matter to put up minimal mechitzas. If you already found the water, right, you could be somech on the minimal mechitzas. Okay. Amr le Rav Chisda le Mori Bereid Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yirmiya Bar Abba Amre Asisu Mi Barnash le Bei Knishta de Daniel. Right. So now we're going back on the fact that there's no burgenin in Bavel. So he said. Rav Chisda said to Mori Bereid Rav Huna, who's the son of Rav Yirmiya, the son of Abba, and they said Asisu Mi Barnash le Bei Knishta de Daniel. They used to come from Barnash to the Beis HaKnesses that Daniel used to daven in when he was alive. Right? They had Daniel's shul. Davitauta parse, which was three parsos. A parse is 2,000 mil, which is what's it called, the tchum of Shabbos. So they went out of the tchum. From Barnash to the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel was more than the tchum. Or parse is 1,000 amas or 2,000 amas. Well, either way, it's more than the tchum. It's either 3,000 amas or 6,000 amas, one of the two. They think shtei parsos is 2,000 amas. So pars is 1,000 amas. So it's 3,000 amas, which is more than tchum Shabbos. Samara says, Amai, samchiso aburginen. Wasn't it because it's more than 2,000 amas out of the city, but there must have been little butkas along the way, within 70 amas and the third, and they were samech on them. So the chara, how do you tell me there's no burgenin in Bavel? You see, they relied on burgenin. Amar avua da avua mishmei derav ain't burgenin Bavel. Aye, ha amar avua da avua mishmei derav ain't burgenin Bavel. Your grandfather said that there's no burgenin in Bavel, and you see that there's samech lechara on burgenin. Nothik va'achpe lehano misavsa nivlin b'shivin ama v'shirayim. Now he showed him that there were cities, little villages that were in 70 amos and a third of the city of Barnash, all the way till the Beis HaKnesses of Daniel. They weren't somech on Burgenin, but they were somech on the fact that there were little towns that were within 70 amos and a third of each other. So all along the way was one big city. Each one was mugla in the tchum of the big city. And then that became an extension of the city, and they weren't somechan little butkas, they were somechan cities, little villages. Moshavim. What?
Moshavim.
Right, little moshavim.
By the way, here he says that a parsa is 4 mil, and each mil is 2,000 amos, so it's 8,000 amos.
So it's how much?
8,000 amos.
8,000 amos, okay. It was three parsos. So parsa is how much?
A parsa is 4 mil.
Oh, parsa is 4 mil, okay. And each meal is 1,000 amos, okay. Each meal is? Okay. So it's very far out of the tchum. Okay. The Amri de Kasisu mi Barnish le Beknishta Daniel. Shamati sha'omrim aleichem sha'atem boim mi Barnish le Beknishta Daniel. I heard that you guys come from Barnish on Shabbos to David in the shul that Daniel, b'Shabbos, makom hayu b'bavol, sh'shom hayu mispal Daniel. That's where Daniel used to daven. He didn't daven there when these Amoraim were talking about it. Right? They didn't hold that Daniel was, you know, still alive. Daniel was dead, so he didn't daven anymore in that shul. But he at one point davened in that shul. You see, the kavin pseichon le beilase. He used to daven in an attic or whatever, second floor, with the windows towards Yerushalayim, and they made that into a shul. Daniel's house became a shul. There was a little budkas all along the way. That's what they assumed. That's why they were able to walk so far on Shabbos outside Barnish. Where it says, no, it wasn't Burginin. Masatsa, Ayoros Charevos. There were cities that were like ghost towns. Right? The Nisharu Shomechitzos Minabatim, and the houses were still up. Nobody lived there. Right? So he didn't take that in consideration because there were no cities in between. There were ghost towns in between. The Amrian Hospital, the Perikates of Ma'abrim, Nefesh, Shalom Nifritzah, Tehainu Matseves, Kever, Misaberesim Hoyer. Even an Ohel, like we have what's it called, buildings over a Kever, are also considered buildings, Lagabe, and those aren't little sukkahs. People don't steal them either. Right? They're gesunta things, except nobody's really living there. The Afapisha ain't a bayis mamish, not mamish a house, but it could serve as a house. That also is considered an extension of the city. So these ghost towns, which had real houses, even though nobody was living there, was also an extension to the city. Okay, Tosus, an interesting thing, says that the word Mosa, therefore, doesn't only mean a big city, it can mean a small city also. Okay, you've got to be a get. If you write Mosa, it could be a small place or it could be a big place. Either way, the word Mosa is okay. Okay. And Tosus learns that these were little moshavim. Rashi learns that they were ghost towns. They could have been big ghost towns, because now they're just ghost towns. And so Tosus also says, Omer Rav Chisda, Dorish Mori Barmar. Now again, the Chazal thought that we were a little bit too much stressed with all these halachas, so get a little agadat. Omer Rav Chisda, Dorish Mori Barmar, Mai Desiv Lechol Tichlor Isi Kates Rechava Mitzvascha Maod. It says, for everything I see a specific end, a measure, a limit, and mitzvahs are very wide. It doesn't say how wide. It didn't say a measure. Just very wide. Okay. It's hard to see the end, the gvul. Dover ze omro David velo pirsho. David said this concept that the parameters of Torah are very, very big, and he didn't say how big. Eo velo pirsho. Eo said the same similar thing, and he also didn't say clearly how big. Omro Yechezkel velo pirsho. Yechezkel said a similar thing, and he also didn't explain exactly how much. At Shabbo Zechariah ben Ido upirsho. Until Zechariah came and he said exactly. Okay, so some bring a raya from here that I think the Iyun Yaakov that if even in previous generations, bigger people than you didn't explain something, don't give up because you could explain it. Because Makom Nosnu Liliska, everybody has their chelik in Torah. And even though in one generation they weren't able to explain it, in a later generation could be they will explain it. That part of Torah wasn't given to be revealed until this person came along. That was his chela to reveal it. We find things like that. I don't know, that's true, but I don't think you see it from here. Over here it could be they weren't mefarishit because it was obvious in their time. Everybody knew it. They didn't have to be mefarishit. Until Zechariah came along and their people didn't know, right? So they couldn't say it in an unclear way. He had to say it very clearly so people would know what he's talking about. What's going on over here? Omro David velo pirsho d'chsiv l'chol tichlor isi kates rechova mitzvos chama'od. What did David say? He said that everything has its limits, but mitzvahs are very, very wide. And he didn't say, but okay, how wide? Omro Iyov, Iyov said a similar thing. Velo pirshol d'chsiv, aruka me'eretz mida urechava mineyam. Torah is long as the earth and as wide as the sea. Right? But he didn't say exactly how much that is. So he said it's very wide, but he didn't exactly say how wide, right? Just a euphemism. Omro Yecheskel lo pirshol. Yecheskel also said d'chsiv, v'yifros oso lefana. What's it called? In Nebuah, he saw them opening a Megillah, which represented the Torah, in front of him, the Hiksuba Panim V'Achor, and it was written on both sides of the Megillah, The Kosuv Eleho Kinim Vehege Vahai. And it was written, what's it called? Kinim, Hege, and Hai. See what it means? Right. So, Vahi. Kinim Zu Puranosim Shal Tzadikim. In the Torah is mentioned Puranosim Shal Tzadikim. The Onesh that Tzadikim get in this world. That's called Kinim. The Chenu Omer Kinahi, the Koninuha, right? It's a Kina, but it's a Kina is also a Kinyan, because it's for their good that they get punished in this world, they'll be able to have Olam Hab. The Hege is Umatan Scharen Shal Tzadikim Lashad Lava. Hege is the Schar that Tzadikim will get in Olam Haba because they got their ownership in this world. The Chenu Omer Alehi Goyon Bechinor. Right, it's something that if you look into it, you'll see that the ownership in this world is for the sake of the next world, and that's something that will be higayon bechinor simcha, right, in the next world. The he zohu puranosim shel rishoyim lashid lavo. That's the puranios that rishoyim get in the next world because they get paid for their mitzvahs in this world, so they have total punishment in the next world. The chen hu omer hovel hovet tavo. That what's it called? That one sar after another one will happen to Rishoyim. Okay. Right. Hova al hova tava. Right. Shmuel, the end of the part of Shmuel Tia. Right. It's talking about the onish of Rishoyim. Okay. At Shabozachar. Yeah. So all of them, we're talking about things that are very wide, long, thick. Right, both sides of the cloth until Zechariah came. Zechariah ben Ido Pirsho. Dichsiv vayomer alei mato roe. Right, so the Malach said to him, "What do you see in your nevuah? Like, tell me what you see." In other words, he's prompting him to understand his nevuah. Vaomer ani roe megillah offa. I see a megillah that's floating in the air. Orka esrim bi'ama. It's 20 amas long. Urechava esrim bi'ama. And it's 10 amas wide. And when it's flying, it's folded. So it's really 40 amas long. It's just folded 20 by 10. So pashatet elo havila esrim bi esrim, right? It's what's it called? So it was folded width-wise. So if you unfold it, it's 20 by 20. 20 long, and 20 wide, but if it's folded, it's 20 by 10. Uksiv hiksuba panim va'achar, and it was written on both sides. V'chi kolafto lo kamra havyala arboin ve'esrin. And therefore, if you'll split it in the middle, you'll cut it. It's thick, so we have one side, another side. If you'll cut it in half and put them side by side, you have 40 by 20. Okay, in other words, you have one side written and the other side written. Cut it down the thickness, and you'll have two things of 20 by 20. Put them side by side, you'll have 40 by 20. Uksiv mi modad b'sha'olo mayim u'shamayim b'zeres tike. And this is in the amas of the Rabbanu Shalom, not our amas. This is the Rabbanu Shalom showing him a tremendous thing, because the what's it called? The Mimodad B'Sholomayim U'Shamayim B'Zeres Tike in the Rabbanu Shom name Shomayim and the Zeres on the Rabbanu Shom's Midos, the Shomayim is a Zeres Nimtze Kol HaOlam, so everything Shomayim Mayim, which is the whole world, is one Zeres by the Rabbanu Shom. So and this is 40 by 20, right? Okay, Amos. So it comes out that the 40 by 20 Amos is 3,200 times, right? The 3,200 zereses in a 40 by 20 amas, right? 800 amas. 800 square amas of the Rabbanu Shel Olam is 3,200 square zereses of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So the Torah is 3,200 times greater than the world. The Omer of Chizda. Okay, let's see Rashi. We didn't say the Rashi here. B'shivim ama v'shirayim, shnei shlishi ama, two thirds of an ama, 70 and two thirds. Davi shir beis asayim gechatzra mishkan. That is the, if you square off 100 by 50, it comes out 70 and two-thirds on each side. In other words, the chasra mission was 100 by 50, which is what, 1,500? No, 5,000. 5,000 square amas. Okay, if you want to make a square that is approximately 5,000 square amas, so you don't have 100 by 50, you have 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds, which is approximately the same area. So each side is 70 and two-thirds. That's the shear of how far something can be from a city and still be considered part of the city. If it's more than 70 and two-thirds amas, then it's already outside the city. The city extends to anything within 70 and two-thirds amas, and then if there's something else within 70 and two-thirds amas of that, it extends to that too. Until you have a break of 70 and two-thirds amas, the city doesn't end. At that point, it ends, and that's where the 2,000 amas starts. L'chol tichlor isi kates, l'sof kol davar yesh kates. At the end, everything has its limit. Right? Limtso sofo. Ava mitzvascha rechava ma'od, ve'ein kates l'tichlor shalom. There's no end. It's unlimited. Lo pirsho ezeo kates yura. L'maisa, everything has a limit. So he didn't explain, wasn't clear about what exactly the limit is, even by Torah. He showed him the Megillah that represented Torah Shabbal Peh. We see that the word Kina is a Lashon for Puranios. The Hege, Lashon Simcha. Esrim ba'ama, Amas Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not talking about regular Amas. We're talking about the Rabbanu Shem's Amas. That the whole world is one Zeres in the Rabbanu Shem's Amas. So this is, 800 Amas, right, which is 3,200 times a Zeres. Urechava Eser, Kishehi Ofa Hainu Kfula. When it's floating, right, flying, it's doubled over. It's folded. Kiposhata Tlekfelta, Havi Esrim B'Esrim. So if you open it up, it'll be 20 by 20. Because if it's folded, it's 20 by 10, then opening it up will make it 20 by 20. Kikalaftala, since it's written on both sides, if you'll slice it, thickness-wise, into two separate things, one written on the top, one written on the bottom, and a blank on each side, right? The tossim klipa zubarosh chaberta, shekok shivasa misarecha, and then everything will be on one side, and you put them side by side, you'll have 40 by 20. Havile arboyim orech baruch evchav. V'shamayim bezeres tikein, midas olam chatzi ama al chatzi ama. The world is a half an ama by half an ama. Zeres is half an ama. So half an amma by half an amma is one quarter square ammas. And 800 to a quarter is 3,200 times it. Right, 3,200 times a quarter is 800. Seva chashov kama chatzi amma chatzi amma yesh megillah v'tim se shloshes salothi b'masayim. There'll be 3,200 quarter ammas in 800 square amas. Ketzad, Asemi Esrim Amma Rochav Ritzua Shal Rochav Chatzi Amma, Harikan Arboim Ritzuos, Vecholachas Arboim Amma, La Orko Shal Megillah, Hari Elef Vesheish Meos Amma, Orach, Shein Shlosh Esalof, and Mosaim Zrasos. Okay. The Marshoa says, what's going on over here? He says that what it means is the Torah has four different aspects to it. There's the Pshat, the Mitzvahs, right, that's the width of the Torah, right? Rechava mitzvos chamaol, the pashit pshat of mitzvahs, and then there's the orech also is pashit, right? The parameters that are obvious, the external things. Then there's the drash, which is it's written on both sides, right? So you can see the pnimius and the chitzonius. That's the drash. That's the pnimius of the nigla. It's still on the outside, but there's two parts to the outside. That's the next part. And then there's Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava. Maisa Bereishis is the philosophical inner understanding of the Torah, right? That's the Seichel V'Higayon. And then there's the Kabbalah. That's the Maisa Merkava. That's when you slice it, there's a part on the inside that was never uncovered, right? So all of these represent all the different aspects of Torah system.